Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Money. He wants more money and more mic time. He's got anxiety. He's got depression. He takes pills so he doesn't lose his mind. He's just a fuck boy. He's not your boy toy. He gets our sexy boy. He's not your boy toy. Direct deposits. He's making profits. He's picking pockets when his daughter's around. He stole dumbbells. He's building muscle. He's digging tunnels deep under the ground. He's just a fuck boy. He's not your boy toy. He is our Sethi boy.
Welcome to Clement Cush.
Boy,
this could very well be our 1,000th episode. I don't fucking know.
I think yesterday's was. It doesn't even, Bubba, I don't
know. It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter because there's about four numbers on the podcast page. Like one's 156, the other one's 1,000. I don't know how many fucking episodes, man. I
will tell you
the
this.
Downloads.
We closed out March good.
Better than February.
Better than February. And then let's make, and then with your new, a couple new franchises that you're working on.
We're off and running this month.
I think, what did we do on the, I'm looking at the stats right now. What did we do on the 26th? Let me see what day this is. What day is that? 24. What did we do on the 28th, March 28th?
Why, was there 5,000 downloads?
Yeah.
That normally when there's a bunch of downloads, it's when we have back-to-back podcasts. And sometimes, you know, like a lot of people get mad because the podcast doesn't go up at the same time it did when I guess Anna used to handle it. But sometimes I put the podcast up so I can manipulate the numbers so they can go in our favor.
Did you see our number two city is Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Wait, yeah. Wait, no.
No.
Is it over Miami and Orlando?
In the last 30 days, number one city is Tampa. Number two is Los Angeles. Number three is Orlando. Number four is Philadelphia. Five is New York City. And six is Charlotte. That's our top five.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, that's our top six. I'm sorry. State-wise, Florida, California, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, New York, Ohio.
It's which
our
is,
top six.
Which is so crazy because you would think, like, people think Bubba the Love Sponge, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, and here these are like the biggest fucking states in the country.
Right. You know, I have never been outside of when I was at the Power Pig and we did 93.3 FLZ. We simulcast that when Clear Channel bought a big cluster in San Diego. They had a 93.3 KFLZ and they just simulcasted the Power Pig for like a year. And I was, you know, nights here was afternoons in San Diego. But other than that, I've never been syndicated in California, ever.
We need to find out who is listening to this podcast in California. How did you find out about it? And why? Message us.
Yeah.
Seth at BubbaArmyHQ.com.
Yeah, Seth at BubbaArmyHQ.com.
Bubba, this isn't like 10 listens. Like, these are thousands.
No, these are, let me tell you something. In California, you know, just Los Angeles, we're at 10,000. So that's
man.
Not six motherfuckers, you know, that the same six heavy equipment operators and, you know, fucking wherever.
We almost need to go do a fucking tour stop out there. I mean, it seems like we're famous.
I mean, yeah. I mean, California, number two state behind Florida. And again, I was heard. I did do I was on WLUM, I'm sorry, WIOQ in Philadelphia. That's our Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is our fourth most listened to market.
The heart of America.
New York City is fifth. Charlotte is sixth. Never been syndicated in either.
Well, New York's not surprising.
Well, because of the Stern factor and that.
But, I mean, it's still massive states, Bub. I mean, just basically, thank you for listening to the podcast. It's going well, and it's going to get even better because we're trying to fill this up 5 days a week with, you know, exclusive podcast content.
Content you cannot get anywhere else.
Yeah, and I will, you know, we're going to have to give some Clement Cushions up to YouTube, which is totally cool.
Well, when
Brandy Love comes on, you know, we talked about having Instagram models on that have like a million followers and all that. So, yeah, if we have, you know,
but people, I need to know the rules because, like, sometimes on YouTube and stuff, you got to say corn, not porn. Have you seen that?
Have you seen that
kind of shit?
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. But I mean, yeah, you could call her. I don't know, adult actress. I don't know, Bubba. You've interviewed porn stars a million times.
Is she a fan of the show? Is she based out of Orlando?
She is based out of Sarasota.
Oh, she is.
Yes. I know she does stuff with Burke. She's obviously seems very familiar with you. I was texting her, just, you know, setting everything up, and I just said, Bubba's excited to have you, and she's like, you know, I feel the same. Then she did, like, a, you know, praying hands emoji, so, but, you know, I didn't know, she's married. She's like a super MILF, if anybody isn't familiar with her. I'm sure everybody's familiar with Brandy Love, but she's like a super MILF, but I guess she bangs her husband and
now, does she bang anybody else?
I think she still bangs other people, but she banged her husband the other day, and
On our DM, on our X, it says, morning, Bubba, what a pleasant surprise, and of course, I chatted with Shannon Burke last night. And asked him to share my contact information. I look for. Oh, Shannon didn't share it. He's fucking hogging it.
No, he did. He sent it.
Oh,
he sent it to Lovey.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was thinking maybe he was, you know.
Bubba, it's funny as shit because so Shannon forwards the information to Lummy, and Lummy comes in the next day and he just hands me his phone. And I'm like, what is he? He's like,
man, I'm looking at her fucking profile right now.
I know. Yeah, no, she's a great MILF.
Right, so he hands a phone to you.
He just hands me the phone and I'm like, what is this? And he's like, Brandy Love's number. I was like, okay. I was like, can you text it to me or something? I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do by holding your phone? He's like, oh my God. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I don't even know why I didn't think about that.
Oh, and she's been reposting some of our stuff. Did you know that?
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, I did this thing yesterday where I did this right here.
Oh, okay.
And she reposted it.
That's huge.
She reposted it.
Did you see the strong post I had yesterday?
No.
Come on, man.
Hold on, let me see. Buddy, I was in a fucking Twitter zone yesterday, was I not?
Yeah, well, you missed this because I just throw them up, baby, and I just put numbers on the fucking board.
All right, hold on, let me see.
Numbers on the board.
Shando, I replay. Okay, did you replay? Is it the one that you replaced that you did with Shando?
No. Oh, I retweeted Shando because he's made comments about it, but it was the one that he retweeted. It's the tweet that he retweeted.
The Biden did his fair share.
Yes, it was an email that we got to the show yesterday,
right?
And I posted it, and I was like, "Does this make sense, or is this guy crazy?"
Okay, I've seen some bullshit on your show before. When you want to start, I'm sorry, when you want to slant a story one way, but this morning's show takes the cake, you cut Bill Maher's segment short as soon as he started to put the blame squarely where it belongs on Donald Trump. Motherfucker, let me just tell you everybody right now. Let me just tell every fucking buddy right now. Let me just tell everybody right now. Out of the two, if somebody put a gun to my head, I probably would vote for Donald Trump. I'm most excited about who Donald Trump might pick as a running mate. That's who I really, really, really want to throw my support behind. And I'm hearing that it's going to be either Swami, what's it called?
The smart people left.
The Swami guy.
Yeah.
The Tim Scott guy from Carolina. Or the one that I really, really am excited about is Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, they're going to say Tucker Carlson.
Well, I don't know. Is that real?
I think it's real consideration, but I don't think, as much as I like, well, I don't want to say.
I mean, I think.
It wouldn't play well right now because Tucker just came off, you know, playing with, what's his name?
Putin.
Putin's balls. I don't think, right. Yeah, I don't think it'd be a good look if he was also the vice president.
Right.
Running for it.
Maybe part of the cabinet?
I don't, you know, Bubba, I would imagine Tucker has a lot of money and he probably really likes what he's doing right now. And yeah. I can't imagine. I know.
And I think if you're in the cabinet, man, you're like, you're really under the gun and they can really like fucking scrutinize you.
Well, then Trump could probably fire you, right? I mean, I don't know how all this shit works, but yeah. I don't know. It's nice.
Trump can fire anybody at any time.
Yeah, it's nice to say, you know, Tucker Carlson, but I don't know. And Bubba, I get what you're saying, but I mean, does a vice president really make that big of a difference unless you think they're going to be the president?
Yes, that's my reasoning.
Okay.
That's my reasoning. And right now, if you look at it, if you just are intellectually honest
I'm
about it.
I'm always intellectually honest.
I think if you're too options are Tulsi Gabbard or Kamala Harris. I think Tulsi Gabbard wins that. Even with your mother, I think Tulsi Gabbard wins that. I don't think I know your mom's hardcore D, and I appreciate that with her.
Yeah.
No, I do.
I know.
Like, no, because she doesn't fucking falter. I mean, she is hardcore D, marching steps order, like fucking. She don't give a fuck.
I know.
You know, like she. But I'd like to know her opinion on Kamala Harris, because I think Kamala Harris is a piece of shit.
Oh.
I really do. I think she's an absolute... I think her and Nancy Pelosi are pieces of shit.
Okay.
I don't think Biden's that big a piece of shit. I just think he's old. I think Kamala is not a leader at all. I think where the Democratic Party fucked up is throwing RFK out. And I think Tulsi Gabbard represents the best of all worlds. She's a former Democratic, you know, congresswoman from Hawaii.
Didn't she serve and protect?
She's a veteran. Yes, she's a veteran. And quite honestly, and very shallowly, I can say that she's pretty easy on the eyes. I mean, somebody put a gun to your head, Seth, and say you need to fucking break off a piece of Tulsi or break off a piece of Kamala. What are you doing?
Oh, shit, man.
Caramel or vanilla?
I mean, honestly, man, I've been feeling very, very dark lately. So, I mean, I might have to break off Kamala. You know, much like the guy said on the...
You're just breaking it off because you're smarter than her. Well, you don't want to fuck a bitch that's smarter than you.
I don't know. Listen, can I tell you what? I don't follow politics enough to have a hatred for...
I really, honest to God, I know I do a radio show and I'm supposed to... I really don't give a fuck. I don't. In fact, I almost think that Biden gets back in so I can have something to bitch about for another 4 fucking years.
Well, I mean, we're going to bitch either way, aren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's part of it.
Yeah. We're going to, you know, that's a great stance. We're going to fucking not like and bitch whoever gets in there. So whoever gets in there, get the fuck in there. And I'm just so glad it's not Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis has, I actually got a conversation with my mom who's as She's as R as Elise as D.
She finds him, to be very handsome, Ron DeSantis?
No, she's mad as fuck at him over over the abortion bill, locking it down to 6 weeks. My mom's like, listen, my mom has never not voted Republican. Never. And my mom said that if Ron DeSantis would have been Donald Trump's VP candidate, she wouldn't have voted it at all. Like for real. And now here's the thing. My stepfather, her husband, who has since died, Jeff.
Lemmy took all his clothes yesterday, right?
Yeah, he did. I hope they got some footage of that.
I was asking about it, and like people weren't talking to me, but I did ask if Lemmy got any footage of, you know, him raiding your dad's closet, and it seemed like it was no big deal to anybody. Like it wasn't worth getting on camera.
Oh, he's going to be in big fucking trouble if that's the case.
I mean, there's got to be something. Oh, okay, we're calling him. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably cleaning the pond.
Pond looks like shit. Oh, I fucked up. Damn it.
He said it's because of the, the pollen.
These fucking oak trees. Oh, I did get an email saying, listen, I love your show, but fuck boy asking the Whitney Fox what she would do with pollen. You got somebody that's running for a major office and Seth asked him about fucking pollen.
Hello.
Hey, fuck boy.
Hey, I didn't get video because I didn't go. I told you yesterday I wasn't going.
I know, but like Janie Cakes interacting with fucking Walker and that would have been that would have been Instagram Schminstagram. I want video of Little Walker fucking getting up on Janie Cakes' titties and everything.
Okay, I'll talk to Ashley and see what she did.
Man, don't. I mean, maybe Ashley actually who's. I mean, I think you would agree. Don't you know we're on the air, so don't fucking cop an attitude with me. But I think you would agree Ashley's probably a tad bit smarter than you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. She might have thought, hey, maybe I'll roll a little tape, walk her getting up on her titties a little bit, little grandma titties.
Well,
you sound like you're really mad at me right now. Are you mad at me, buddy? Do we got heat?
No, I'm working.
Do we got heat? Hey, can we keep the engineering area like really, really neatly organized? Like I seem like I always like I want that motherfucker like looks like, you know, Randy Michaels would be fucking the engineer there.
Yeah, of course.
Because your little area there, which leads to the FMB, that's always just so fucking cluttered. And even that shit over by Macho Man's a little bit cluttered too now.
That's not my area anymore.
I know, but can you tell your two coworkers? Bubba has asked me to he really wants this shit tightened up in here. Because I give.
Hey, clean your fucking shit up in here.
Let me.
I love it.
Someone took his trash can.
Let me.
Yes.
I didn't ask to be controversial. Now they're going to be mad at me.
No. I like that, Bubba. That's
no. I told him it, Bubba. I told him it's coming from me.
Lummy, where's my trash can?
Fuck your trash can.
Listen, quit doing good. Hey, quit doing a fucking. Quit doing a fucking.
Go clean the fucking toilet.
Hold on. I clean the fucking toilets today so everybody can fuck off. One, two, stop this good cop, bad cop working me bullshit, okay? Just get that area cleaned. Let's look at that storage unit, see if we can move that around a little bit so we can really fucking dial this place in.
May I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Can we at least see a picture of the clothes Lummy got, or Lummy at least modeling the clothes?
Lummy, did Ashley, when she came back, say, man, we really got some nice shit? Or she's like, man, I'm glad I got the fuck out of here. So all this stuff sucks.
No, we got some really nice shit. I didn't get home last night till like 9:30.
Okay.
So you look a little fashion. I know I'm going to be gone this week, Bubba. Do you think maybe you could get like Lummy to, you know, maybe wear an outfit a day or something like that? I just want to see.
Well, I already wear everything I've already got, I wear every day.
All right, Lummy. Well, listen, like when you go on the air, Lummy, and if you happen to be wearing one of my stepdad's, you know, former pieces of
garments.
Clothing, will you say, Bubba, I just want to let you know that I got one of Eddie's shirts on today, or you know, or pants, or
yes,
whatever,
sir.
Or clogs, or whatever the fuck you got.
Yeah, I'll let you know when I wear shoes because I go by the dress code of the Bubba Loves One show.
Well,
you have to wear a Bubba Army shirt every day.
No, you don't. I've never.
That's what you made the rule of.
I follow that.
I've worn a Bubba Army shirt every day.
I don't think I've made that rule. I really don't. Ask who are you near right now?
Rhett. Did Bubba make a rule like a year ago that you had to wear Bubba Army gear if you're on camera?
It was like a minimum requirement. I think it was like at least one day a week.
Because you were getting mad.
Hold on. Exactly. One day a week. Fucking Rhett's right. Dead on. Fucking love
Rhett.
Rhett's
a fucking idiot. No, because.
No, Rhett's not an idiot. Rhett knows. Rhett's a straight shooter. You tell me what I want to hear. Rhett's a straight shooter. And Rhett's even saying it straight. I said maybe one day a week, wear a Bubba Army gear. You know, you could wear some of those really neat golf shirts that you got. I mean, you know.
Is it changing the rule? Bubba, I will go back and find it. You said because
well,
you got
I'm changing the fucking
weird.
Rule because now you got right, some really now you got some really nice shirts you could wear. Then you'd look really fucking handsome. Secondly, I need to do something with that beard. It's fucking disgusting.
I know. I'm waiting.
It's sweaty.
There's one other thing we need to do.
Up on this Bubba Army shirt deal.
No. You don't have to wear a Bubba Army shirt every day, Lummy.
Lummy, you're good. Don't you think somebody? I feel like Bubba would have yelled at somebody by now if that was actually the case.
Yeah. Lummy, you're making shit up. Okay, you're making shit up.
No, I'm not, Bubba.
I'm telling you, Lummy. I'm changing the rule. You only have to wear one Bubba themed shirt per week. Anything else you want, as long as it's nice and, you know, it doesn't have a bunch of shit stains on it or, you know, a fucking work shirt that you went out and, you know, chopped wood in and some bullshit, you know. You can wear any other shirt you want. Bubba, okay. Only Bubba branded shirts one day a week.
Do you want us to dress for the job we want instead of the job we have?
Wow, that's some deep shit.
That's what they say on LinkedIn.
Well,
I'm sure Lemmy's heard it before. He's been in the corporate world.
Lemmy, you just...
Yeah.
When you're wearing, yeah, no, just...
Suit ties.
Whatever. Okay, just wear them.
Sport coats.
This poor guy was just doing some work, and now we got him all wrapped up.
Lemmy, what type of work were you doing? What type of really manual labor were you doing? Because I make you do most of the manual. Although, Lemmy, were you surprised when I had the whole back mowed and everything?
Yes. Yeah. I saw two black runners yesterday.
Black snakes?
Did you run into those when you were cutting? Yeah, black snakes.
No, but I guess we got kind of an influx of snakes back there.
Oh, fuck.
We want them, though.
Yeah, they keep the rats down. Maybe that's why we don't have a rat problem anymore.
That's our compromise we have to do is between snakes and rats.
But here's the thing. Snakes, Seth, won't come after you.
I know,
you.
But they're dirty. They're nasty creatures.
No, they're not. They're clean and they kill.
They're clean.
They clean and
they
kill.
They're clean? What the fuck is
Hold
this?
Hold on. They're clean and they kill. They kill. Snakes are clean and they kill dirty rodents.
A little like black rats. Racer yeah. can kill a rat?
Fuck yeah. That's Ponderosa for him. I mean, that's like the
rats
goddamn...
And bunnies.
Listen, fucking, you're a black snake, you roll around back there, and all of a sudden this fucking little rat comes around, that's goddamn golden... That's like the golden sizzler.
Bub, are you okay with how the pond looks back there?
No, pond looks like
pond
shit.
Pond looks horrible.
God, why? Let me...
60% chance of rain, too.
So what's that
tomorrow.
Mean? What's that mean? Bad? Worser?
I'm getting as much out as I can. I sprayed it again, so...
Lemmy, it looks like your spraying ain't doing shit, because... You know, don't get mad at me.
It turned brown.
I love you more than anything. But I look at the other ponds. I look at the other ponds around here.
Yeah.
Like the one over there by the U.S. Postal Inspector, and their pond's perfect. Not one little bit of fucking ragweed in there at all. Mine, meanwhile, what?
Well, they don't have as many oak trees as we do. Plus, what happened was we have pond runoff. They don't have a runoff from the road.
Oh, so theirs is just a straight, natural pond, Willie?
What they do is they fill it up because if you look, they have a like a well pump, too.
Yeah.
I didn't
so
know.
They fill it up from...
We used to have a well pump until it went dry, didn't we? But doesn't Creatine Travis family own a pump? I mean, should we put a new pump in there, or would that cost a lot of money? Would it cost a lot of money?
I think we would have to re-drill it, and that gets Creatine Travis very worked up, as you know. And then he gets very flustered and he freaks out.
Well, he gets mad. He gets mad because he feels the first one was drilled in. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged, but it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Incorrectly, it was fucked, yeah. Half-assed bullshit. And so I think it's what he gets most mad about. I think well drilled, and I think that's real expensive. Like, I think if we were to re-drill that well, it's like, you know, like maybe $5,000 or something.
Yeah, that's what he said. We'd have to go deeper too.
Yeah, no shit.
Lumby, are you tired of doing the odd work around here? You know?
No, not at all.
That's
part of his. I mean, on air host and handyman. You know.
Yeah, it's been 5 years now. I keep the weeds down, spray, make sure I was just cutting the grass.
That's part of his deal. Does your wife get mad as you've evolved into a huge superstar on the air? You know, like a 14-time, 18-time, 19-time belt winner. Does she get mad when I also ask you to do some, you know, like maintenance around the building? Is that beneath you now that you're a big-time star?
No, she knows I like it.
Oh, okay.
I like it. It's fun. The pond, if you notice, a week ago it was green, and now it's brown because it died off. It just takes, if you look it up, which I know you're not going to, but if you look up Caring for a Pond with the shit that's in there, it takes about 2 weeks for it to completely die.
Now, did you figure out what was wrong?
We just had more fish breed, so.
Did you figure out what was wrong with the fountain?
Yes, I did.
What was?
It didn't blow. It just the time. Someone messed with the timer.
Oh, okay.
So that was
the best case scenario. The timer's fucked up.
Yeah. So it's back. It's back on schedule. Just running during the day. The hottest parts.
Lumby, would you bang Caitlin Clark?
She's not my type.
Who would you bang?
From that LSU team,
Brock Lesnar's daughter.
Oh man.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's a good family to get into. Can you imagine the jeans and that?
Yeah, can you imagine the first time she still tells her dad that you were mean to her? Get your fucking ass kicked. Can you imagine? Just get, you know, you can't do nothing. What are you gonna do with Brock Lesnar? Well, I mean, what are you gonna do? You ain't do shit.
Well,
hey, Dad, what? My husband Lummy hit me. What? He fucking hit me and was mean to me and said my dad's said my dad's a pussy. I mean, he's a fucking animal.
Brock Lesnar's daughter could probably kill any man.
Right.
Probably. Do you think she has a clit like China?
Yeah, I think she's China.
What?
Have you ever seen big girls as clits before? They look like dicks.
No,
They got clit dicks. Now, listen, do you know this? Listen to Seth.
Oh, Jesus.
Lummy will fucking verify. A clit.
Oh, no.
A woman's clit.
Oh, you say that
is an undeveloped dick.
Oh, no.
No, yes. For real.
Dr. Dan verified.
Listen to this. Here's the deal. Everybody starts out as a clit, and then either your clit just stays a clit and you stay a girl, or your clit flowers into a dick and you become a boy. A clit is a baby dick.
Oh, man.
And some girls, I've been with some girls that are like, you know, bodybuilder, fitness, and they'll do like some Anavar and shit, and it makes their clits big as fuck. Like, hold on, like, look at me, like as big as that big.
Fuck me,
as big as my pinky finger.
Go
watch One Night in China because I just saw the clip.
One Night in China where X-Pac was fucking China and was talking about how big her clit was, big as his dick.
And was that a cop? Was he talking dirty to her, or was that like
they were fucking?
And he's like
they were fucking hardcore.
And he was being sexy. He was like, "Damn, you're."
I mean, her clit was the size of a baby's dick. That and a lot of girls who work out and are athletic, they develop bigger clits because they got more testosterone or estrogen.
Man.
Yeah, thank God your wife's just got a little clit.
This is a lot to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the clip I found on Xbox, you're asking him how the fuck he could, did he have to suck on it and all that other shit.
See, now, hold on.
Trying to make it funny.
When can we get that clip up?
I found it.
You know what I found? I found the Luke Campbell call. And hold on, if you remember, he calls and then he conference calls Warren Sapp.
Oh yeah, he does. Yeah.
Yeah, and Sapp's like, "You tell that motherfucker to fuck off. Like, I'm gonna kick his ass." And like, and then Luke's like, "Man, Bubba's gonna get it. You, Bubba, you're gonna get your ass kicked by fucking Warren Sapp." And it's funnier than shit.
Then he's like, yeah, man, when I got bitches, I like to piss on them. I like to piss on bitches, man. Fuck yeah. There's just one bitch used to suck all rappers' dick. Her name was Superhead. I need to get me some motherfucking Superhead. I got videotape all this.
Wait, guys like to get peed on?
No, I don't think so.
Wait, did you say she pees on him?
No, he said Luke Campbell from Two Live Crew was talking about how he likes to piss on chicks.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like to piss on them.
Okay. Do you think any of
I'm not into pissing. I'm not into like pissing on a woman.
Well, I don't know if she was into it.
I'd like to dominate a woman a little bit, but I'm not fucking pissing on her. I might choke her out. Fucking put her in a fucking half Nelson with a chicken wing follower.
Can this be the new show format? Is it me, you, and Lummy on the phone?
No. Lummy, what major physical task are you doing? Were you skimming the pond? Is that what you were doing?
Yes. Yep. I was trying to get a lot of the dead stuff out before the rain tomorrow.
Right. And I'm sure this phone call is really. I don't think you can cast the net. That pool skimmer gets super heavy when you get a nice load in there, don't you?
It sure does. Yeah.
I got
to pull with the rope.
So by me talking to you, I think it's impeding your efficiency of getting my pond scum out.
Yes, sir. Yes. I came inside real quick.
How about tomorrow? How about tomorrow you wear one of those Jeff shirts, huh?
Yes, sir. Will do.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. I love you.
Love you, too.
Love you.
Love you a lot. I love you a lot, Bubba. I love you so fucking much.
I love you so much.
See you later. Bye, buddy.
Rub your cock against the phone. Let me know. Okay, sorry. He's gone.
What?
I just said rub the cock against your... Rub your cock against the phone, Lummy.
I could call him back and say, rub your cock on the phone, and he would.
I know. He's working, Bubba.
We don't want him to have to do that.
He likes the great outdoors.
He does.
I'm so glad he's evolved. He's such a great guy.
You know what? Too bad you're not going to be here on Friday, because I was thinking about doing
Cash Cube?
Cash Cube. Maybe we'll wait for you to come back, because, you know, you have to be eligible.
Well...
I mean, listen, you have anxiety naturally.
I wouldn't mind seeing.
Can you imagine? You're like, listen, like, man, I missed the Friday that Bubba fucking debuted the Cash Cube for employees, and I wasn't even able to fucking, you know, put my name in a hat. Put my hat in the fucking name.
How do you, is it going to be random? How are you going to decide who goes in
No,
there?
I'm going to put all the employees on that little computerized wheel.
Oh, the wheel, I saw
and
it.
I'm going to spin it. And I'm going to pick two employees.
Okay.
And then one employee goes in for 30 seconds, grabs what they can. Then the next employee goes in, grabs what they can. And then we count it. And the person that has the most gets to keep theirs. And the other person has to throw theirs back in.
Are you sure for an element of danger you don't want to throw Legos in there?
No. What if you got your eye taken out?
No, you wear goggles, man. You got to wear goggles anyways, Bubba, because the shit will paper cut your eye. Your retina, you could get a fucked up retina. I don't think Dr. Dan can repair those. He has never talked about fixing eyes. He's talked about making an ear out of a pig.
All right, well, we'll get some goggles. We'll get some fucking goggles.
You know, goggles like Walter White when he was fucking making meth. Get those goggles.
I was thinking about more some Horace Grant goggles.
Horace Grant goggles work, too.
Yeah.
And so you put them in there, and then we got some Legos rolling around, and then we really make it fun.
Yeah, what if it hits you in the side, like all of a sudden it puts a big indentation and you need stitches?
That's fucking fun.
No, it's not.
Well, Dan's here.
Well,
I mean, why do we have a team doctor on the show if he's not going to stitch up?
Let's just go with what we got.
Just try it this one week.
Right, and then maybe we can throw the Legos in there later. You know, I don't know.
Or like, you know, are you tired, man? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm fucking tired. I'm exhausted.
Okay, did you want to go?
I got a cat. I haven't seen this week's Curb.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I can't watch it. I can't watch it, though, for a little while.
I'm watching it. I'm going to watch it today, as a matter of fact.
I'd love to watch it.
What's this big fucking storm right here? What's this bullshit?
I don't know. El Nino?
It looks like it's coming up through Dallas, and then it's going to go, like, what the fuck's up with this storm?
By the way, Bruce Springsteen's on the new Curb.
He is?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, he looks pretty good.
Bruce?
Yeah.
They said he was starting to look like that soccer player, Megan Rapone. I can't remember. I think that's her name.
Look at Jen Epstein.
Okay.
Look at that bitch.
Yeah, that's a bitch.
I love her. Stick her finger in my asshole.
She probably would.
With those fucking... I'd have to make sure I prep. Because you know, nothing's worse than if you ask a girl to stick your finger up your asshole and then she comes back with some Hershey's on it. You know what I'm saying?
I could imagine that.
That completely ruins the mood.
Yes, I could. Yeah, I'm ruined.
Yeah. So, you know, especially if they got like a French manicure or something like that, and they come back and they have brown tips when they're done.
You know, funny enough, not to...
I don't like asshole play, but a little finger sneaked up the ass every once in a while ain't bad.
Yeah, you know, I haven't experienced much with that, but as we were talking about the solar eclipse of the heart today, I do remember the last time in 2017 when it was happening, I was with Jen Epstein because we had the special goggles that she came by to check it out when I was on Drew's show.
Really?
Yeah.
How does she look in person?
Oh, dude, I mean...
Straight fire? You have a bone?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, she gave me like a... I told you that one time that I saw her at a charity event, and it had been a long time since I saw her, and she gave me a hug, and I was wearing a sports coat, and she came through my sports jacket, and like I couldn't even fucking move just by that.
You mean like she hugged you inside of your jacket?
Yes.
Like one of those gimmicks?
Like she came... her arms came inside
right.
my jacket.
Wow.
And she was like just...
And did you take it all into it? Did you try to get a real nice sniff? Like...
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, just the whole...
We're so fucking horny.
Who? We are...
Just men's in general.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, yeah. I mean, I don't... Yeah. Yeah, men are horny. And, yeah.
Like Leon.
I am really...
You know where I'm disappointed on this year's curb? Which is the last, I think they could have, remember when Vince Vaughn set up that he was trying to get his neighbors or somebody pregnant.
Yes.
And he was fucking her, but.
You want that to be a storyline?
Well, then Leon said, I mean, I fucked that bitch. I remember. And then they met with Leon.
Yeah.
And Larry was trying to give him pointers and he's like, shut the fuck up, Larry. I'm fucking her. Like I wish they would have gone down that path a little bit more with Leon trying to get her pregnant, because remember she was all into it and her husband was all into it, and Leon, they didn't even care that he was black. Like, it was just like not a big deal. I think in California they don't really care.
Yeah, no, they just wanted yeah. the baby.
But that would have been a good storyline to follow.
I would have liked to see more Maria Sophia and young Larry and kind of the success of that show, you know. But honestly, Bubba, from all the Curb seasons, they really don't pick up storylines at all. It's really completely new things. They don't really reference any other seasons, like when they opened a restaurant up back in the day, or, you know, the Seinfeld reunion. Like, they don't mention a lot of stuff. So I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason for that. But Bruce is on the new one. And then I'm guessing the finale's next week at the 10th episode. Going to be a big court case in Georgia.
Again, and I'm going to be so fucking bombed if they go Seinfeld on that.
They're bit. Not.
Promise me.
Larry's he knows what he's doing, man. He's fucking crazy. What do you got? Doing some fridge work? Oh, I see some space in there big time now. Feels like it's cleaned out a little bit more.
It has.
I get my Stanley in there.
Now, hey, what do you think if we have Bubba Army Stanleys?
I mean, I think that'd be a huge hit.
Right. Especially, Florida voters decide on recreational marijuana.
There we go.
Now, where do we stand on that?
I think we have to, I don't know what the percentage is to pass it through, but it's going to be on the ballot, so.
And I think if it's 60%, I think if it's 60%, if it's 60%.
60 works.
I think, let me. Hey, Alexa, does Florida, fuck.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Neither did I.
Can you repeat your question?
Yeah. Is recreational.
I don't understand what you meant by that question.
Shut the fuck up! Good morning, Alexa. Alexa.
Is 60, Florida, Bubba. It's 60.
Is it?
Yeah, it's 60. We could get that.
Oh, easy.
We could get 60.
Easy.
I don't know.
So at 60 then, what's the different, like, are they going to have, like, so here's the deal. I think what it's going to do is, like, you don't got to jump through all these fucking cards
and
get all these fucking, you know, doctor. I mean, because
they'll tax the fuck out of us, but they won't. I mean, we're not going to have to pay a doctor.
I'd rather pay it on the taxation at the dispensary deal than the doctor's visit.
And pay the state.
And then don't they even, like, the doctor even prescribes you only a certain amount of milligrams? Like, you can only get, like, you know, however many fucking milligrams.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know,
they'll still have places that are medical only. You know, not every place is going to turn into recreational, but
really, who would want medical?
Like when I was out in California, there were some that was rec, and there were some that, you know, were only medical. But I mean, you know, some medical people, it's like, you know, I don't know if that's...
You know, there might be some old people that might want to say, I still want to be underneath a doctor's care, this bullshit.
Yeah, I don't think an older person who's getting prescribed, you know, like, you know, we run loose with the weed because we've been on it our whole lives. But
right.
The people where it's a medication, it's new to them. I don't think they're like, oh, shit, thank God I don't have to go see this guy anymore. I can just go walk into the fucking, you know, Happy Stoner and go grab what I want.
Right. Now, the other thing about that is it brings... The weed that you're buying on the streets, right down to zero, too.
That's what I thought, but Brian from Philly said that that's not the case, that prices aren't going to go down. But, I mean, just from everything that I've seen over the years, just through medical marijuana, where I live in Florida, prices have gone down dramatically.
I mean, it used to be $300 an ounce. Now it's $180.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, now people just give it. People just give you fucking weed now because they have so much and it's
Man,
so cheap.
Back in the day when we used to do Bubba Palooza, and I didn't start ingesting weed until I was 46.
46.
And so all through the serious days and stuff like that, I never did weed. Had I done weed, I'd been way more fucking calm and probably been able to, you know, not lost my job so much.
That's true.
So
That's
anyway,
true.
We would go to cities like, you know, Phoenix, or L.A., I'm sorry, Phoenix, Las Vegas, Calgary, Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, Atlantic City, New Orleans. We would do these Bubba Paloozas.
Oh, yeah.
And all the fans would bring Manson and Brent and Spice Boy and 25. Literally so much weed that they couldn't take it. They would have anxiety. Brent would have anxiety because he was like, I got literally 2 ounces of the best shit I've ever had, and I can't get I can't take it back.
That's the thing about weed from back in the day is that, you know, you have to fucking bring a bunch of flour with you, which is tough because of how much it smells.
So the girls were sticking, and we called it pussy pot. And Amanda and Donna, and I don't think my wife, but they would put it in
condoms,
a Ziploc bag or a condom with a Ziploc bag and stuff it in their pussy. But I think that's before the scanning machines, because I think if you
well, it was just a metal detector. Yeah, they can see you totally naked now.
I heard when you go and do that, you know, the fucking thing, that they can see your weed.
They can
literally see how big your dick is.
They can.
That's why I take my shit and kind of fluff it up a little. Do you fluff yours?
We'll find out tomorrow.
You don't fluff.
I got a small dick in the airport, Bubba, because I have so much anxiety.
Now in the airport I got a small dick too.
Yeah, I don't get excited when I get through security and get a boner. By the way, if anybody is listening from Pittsburgh and has a good weed hookup, let me know.
Seth's going to be in Pittsburgh Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So if you're a Pittsburgh Bubba Army, email Seth Kushner at BubbaArmyHQ.com. And, you know, maybe run by his Hampton Inn and Hampton Inn and... Drop off a quarter.
Yeah, why not?
Now, have you lightened up on the I only do medical? Because for the first time you were here, you were kind of a fuckboy when it was like it has to be from a dispensary. It's got to be, you know. Have you lightened up on that now?
Because
you're still you
not
know,
really. No, I mean, not really. I use the same stuff all the time. I use the same. You know, cartridge oil. You know, TruePod.
Do you smoke joints?
No. Uh-uh.
How about bong hits?
No.
Oh, I'd love to do bong rippers with you.
I haven't done one in fucking
What would you do?
Years,
one of
man.
These days, could we do, a Clem Kush?
As long as it's for content.
And we'll be ripping the bong?
I'm cool with that. Yeah I'm cool with that.
You know, bongs are that's the best.
Oh, I used to do gravity bongs. I had a, you know about those? Where you like go in the fucking bathtub and you just get the fucking Gatorade or the milk carton and you cut it, you set it on fire, and it's a whole fucking, it's
what?
A whole fucking. Yeah, yeah. It's what did I just go gravity?
I just got a bong, you throw some water, maybe some ice cubes in.
It's gravity bong, Bubba. Gravity. The people will know about it. I had friends that set it up. But yeah, there was all sorts of ways to get really fucking high. There was a thing called hot knifing back in the day where.
Like dabs?
No, well, kind of like you would turn the oven on, and then you would put weed on, like, 2 knives, and then you would, like, try to, like, fucking inhale it and shit like that. This were people that didn't have, you know, like, bowls and all that stuff. You're not, like, a real hardcore weed guy, Bubba.
What about dab? I've done dabs.
Dabs are a little too crackheady for me because you have to get a blowtorch.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like that's an aggressive way to do drugs.
So you're like, man, Even though it's weed, the minute I bring out the blowtorch, I feel crackheady.
I never liked it. People talk about like, oh, you hit it off a nail and all this shit. I'm like, I'm good, man.
Yeah.
I'm sure it works. I trust it. I'm good with
you.
Don't do
edibles either, do you?
I love edibles. Yeah, I love edibles.
I got all kinds of edibles that you'll never take.
Oh yeah, I love edibles. I need to have an edible that's got a fucking wrapper on it. You know, like an edible where I know how many milligrams are in it, so I'm not just...
How about I bring you one of my edibles? It ain't got no wrapper on it, but I'll bring it down from my batch. It's got about 80 milligrams of THC.
80 milligrams?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking, how about Monday? I'll slip one to you.
Okay, sounds good.
It takes about 45 minutes to... So you probably wouldn't really start smoking that right rear till about maybe 7:05.
Oh, that's good.
But it gets you, boy, 7:05, you'd be dialed.
Oh, well, then when you eat on top of it.
If you eat on top of it, it kicks it harder. So will you promise on Monday?
Yeah.
Because you'll be back.
I don't want it to be some expired cookie, though.
No, motherfucker, it's not. It's
fresh?
The Sopu Mapo.
Oh, okay.
They're like this big, look.
Yeah, no, I see.
The Sopu Mapos?
Yeah.
Have you had Sopu Mapos?
Absolutely. Who hasn't?
True.
I have no idea. I don't want to speak that language, Bubba.
That's not what I was fucking...
The fuck is this?
That's not what I was doing. I got to stop this now. Stop it. Stop it, Macho Man. I meant... That's what I meant. So sorry.
He is a Jew.
I got to go do my food review.
Very funny.
But I'm changing shirts because...
He wants more money.
Gray makes me look fat as fuck. Today my bitch tits were showing and everything.
Hey, do you want to wear like a vest? Vest cover titties well. Like a life preserver.
He's not your goy toy. He is our Sethy boy. He's not your goy toy. Direct deposits. He's making profits. He's picking pockets. When his daughter's around, he stole dumbbells. Muscle. He's digging tunnels deep under the ground.